order, to order. Ms. Voss, please call the roll.
Chair Perry.
Here.
Senator Brandis. Senator Brannon. Senator Hudson.
Here.
Senator Lee. Senator Pasademo.
Here.
Senator Rodriguez. Senator Torres. Quorum present, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. And anybody wishing to speak, please fill out a request and bring it up here. We are going to, on tab 14, if anybody's here for SB 1582, just let you know that bill will be temporarily postponed. You can wait around anyway. We need more people in this big room, but you don't need to. We're going to skip around a little bit. People out here, I know I've got a bill up in another committee right now, too. So we're going to move to tab 12, SB 582, on write-in candidate qualifying by Senator Rader. You are recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. SB 582 repeals a statute requiring write-in candidates to reside within the district represented by the office at the time of qualification. This is a bill that passed the Senate last year, but unfortunately did not become law, and hopefully this year we'll be able to do it this year. That is the bill.
Thank you, members. Questions? Any questions? Appearance forms. Let's see. Marilyn Wills, I'm sorry. Thank you. Any more appearance cards? Members, any debate? Any debate on the bill? Seeing none, Senator Rader, you're recognized to close.
Wave close.
And wave close. Ms. Voss, please call the roll on SB 582.
Senator Brannon.
Yes.
Senator Hudson.
Yes.
Senator Lee. Senator Pasademo. Senator Rodriguez. Senator Torres. Senator Brandis, Chair Perry.
Yes. By your vote, whatever the bill number that was, show SB 582, report it favorably.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, members.
All right, members, we're going to take up tab 13, SB 1180, County Municipal Public Officers Employees, by Senator Stube and Senator Brandis. You are going to explain the bill. You are recognized.
Thank you, Chairman. Can we go to the, is there a strike call?
Yes, we can go move right into the strike call. Just take out barcode 220574.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Barcode 220574 safeguards, it puts safeguards in place for the use of taxpayer funds for the travel of municipal and county elected officials. The amendment will require prior authorization for any travel within the state, outside the state, or internationally. However, the amendment includes a provision where travel may be ratified after the fact for good cause. Good cause requires a written explanation why the travel could not be approved in advance. To provide greater transparency, the amendment requires all approved out-of-state travel for the county municipal officers to be posted on the applicable county's website. That is the amendment.
Thank you. Members, questions on bills amended or on the amendment? I'm sorry. Yes, you're recognized.
Thank you. Just a question for clarification. I think I heard you say this. If my county, my school board, or my school districts graduate outside the county, there's no space for them. So my school districts would have to, or my members would have to ask to travel outside that county for graduation. If they can't get it in time, they can ask for it after the fact. Is that what you said?
I don't believe that. I don't believe that that's the intent. If they're traveling outside the county to be able to have to do that, I think we must clarify this in the future.
Okay. Thank you.
Any more questions on strike call? Representative Brannon, Senator Brannon, you're recognized.
Thank you. I guess it's a more general question, and I don't know if Senator Brandis can answer this. I was just trying to, I know he said for greater transparency. I just started thinking about people that come up here, and if a bit, we give a day notice on when our bills are up, or 2 days notice when our bills are up. Would it affect that? Would that count as good cause, or is that something that they would have to wait and get permission to come up here to see, to testify in front of a committee or something?
I'm sure that would count as good cause. And I'm sure to the extent that we can talk to the sponsor, I'm sure he would be amenable to adding, an exemption for any trip to Tallahassee to visit the legislature.
Any more? You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just kind of following up on Senator Hudson's question, if I'm reading this right, it says for county or municipal public officers requesting authorization to travel within the state, outside the state, et cetera, So it seems like it would be even more narrow, that it wouldn't, you wouldn't even have to be going to another county. I mean, you know, for example, in Miami-Dade County is a big place. If you want to travel from, you know, Florida City to Miami Beach or Miami Gardens, for example, one place you might want to go. 15-minute drive. 15. Sorry. Thank you for the lifeline over here. Well, depending on traffic, maybe an hour and a half. But it would seem that this would also require prior authorization or, you know, approval after the fact. Is that right?
Oh, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Oh, I think you make a great point. And to the extent that we can work with the sponsor to strike the words "in the state," I think that would solve a lot of our problems. I think our main focus is international travel and travel outside the state. So I think we can work together on this issue and address those, what is that, three words that specifically say within the state, and address a number of these issues.
Any more questions? Thank you. And we're speaking on the amendment, and we do have Rebecca O'Hara. You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and committee members. I appreciate the questions. Your questions that you've asked so far actually go directly to what I was going to ask to mention. And I have to say that the bill has changed considerably with the strike everything, and that has to be recognized. And my understanding and the league's understanding of the impetus for the bill is really directed at the foreign travel and the out-of-state travel. And the in-state travel is probably the remaining piece where some additional finessing could occur. After all, there are numerous places in your own statutes where local governments are encouraged to cooperate regionally and participate in various regional and state activities, and certainly wouldn't want to disincentivize those activities and at the same time unnecessarily clog up our public meeting agendas with travel approvals for short-term in-state travel to outside of the county and more localized types of travel and that kind of thing. So I just wanted to note that additional issue that was outstanding, and continue to work with the bill sponsor, who's not here, but Senator Brandis as his proxy. I hope you'll carry that message on my behalf. Thank you.
So without the words "in the state," would the organization be in support?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I know that even with the words "in state," if those words were stricken, I think I'd have to take that back to our members. I know I'm skating on enough thin ice by giving you a definitive yes or no, because I know I've got members that feel very strongly about this issue, and there are other things that I didn't mention, for example, the fact that constitutional officers were originally included in the bill, but now they've been excluded from the bill, and there's a lot of people scratching their heads about that, and additional areas and things like that that might prevent us from taking a full position in support of it. So to answer your question, I'd have to get back to you on that, Senator Brandis.
Okay.
All right, that's it.
I think that's it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There's no more appearance cards on the amendment. We are in debate on the amendment. Any debate on the amendment? Mr. Hudson, you're recognized.
Thank you, Chairman. And I think my concern would be that interstate travel as well. But I know it goes to Senator Lee next, who's been watching this as he's gotten back and he's paying attention. So I trust that he will get with the bill sponsor and make that change so that we can all feel a little more comfortable.
Any more debate on the amendment? Okay, you can close on your amendment.
I'll wait close on the amendment.
Any opposition to the amendment? Seeing no opposition, that amendment is adopted. So we're back on the bill as amended. Questions on the bill as amended? Any further questions? We do have appearance cards. Merritt? Oh, How do you say your first name again? Brenda. Should remember that from the committee earlier this morning. Brenda, you are recognized.
Thank you. I have to say that if you add that language that we just talked about, the in-state travel, I probably could support the bill, but as the way it stands right now, it puts a huge onus on small communities like mine that have limited staff to clog up our agendas with travel requests for in-state travel when in our budget we set aside money for travel. So if you change the in-state, I think that would make it more palatable for municipalities and counties. For an example, I travel twice a month to Bronson for our county commission meetings. If I have to ask every month to be able to make that trip, it is almost ridiculous. Thank you very much.
Thank you. No more appearance cards. Members, debate on the bill. Senator Pascoe, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm going to vote for the bill with the understanding that it is going to get changed in the next committee. And I'm relying on my good friend, Senator Lee, to do that. Thank you.
Senator Lee?
Yeah, I'm certainly happy to help with that. I see where we're at here and what's going on. And, you know, would just point out that in addition to myself, Senator Brandis sits on that committee, and Senator Perry sits on that committee as well. So, and Senator Rodriguez, we pretty much got a quorum here. So I think we're in pretty good shape to give Mayor some assurances that we'll try to address this at the next stop.
Thank you. More debate. Senator Brandis, you recognize close?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I'll make the commitment that I will speak to the sponsor of the bill and pass along our concerns. I think there are probably a few additional things, national conferences, things of that nature, that we would allow some flexibility to without having to kind of go through the motions of making it go to the city council or the county commission in order to get. But I think the spirit of this is that we want more transparency, that everyone should be able to see where our out-of-state travel is, especially if we're going for official business using taxpayer dollars out of the state or out of the country. So with that, I ask for your favorable support.
Thank you. Senator Brandis, having closed. Ms. Foster, would you please call the roll on CS for SB 1180?
Senator Brannon? Senator Hudson?
Yes.
Senator Lee? Senator Pasadomo?
Yes.
Senator Rodriguez?
Yes.
Senator Torres?
Yes.
Senator Brandis?
Yes.
Chair Perry?
Yes.
Favorable.
And by your vote, so CS for SB 1180 is reported favorably. All right, we're going to move to tab 11, SB 316, on Environmental Regulation Commission by Senator Stewart. You are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Chairman. This bill requires the governor to make appointments to fill a vacancy on the 7-member commission within a time certain of 90 days. I filed this bill in response to a 3-2 ruling by the ERC in the summer of 2016 that increased the allowable concentrations of over 24 known carcinogenics in our state waters. At the time that the vote, there were 2 vacancies that was on the board and had been kept open for an extended period of time, and I think having those 2 people sit may or may not have made a difference, but they just weren't seated yet. So as a result, chemicals released by the paper mills and dry cleaning companies and other public facilities with oil drilling and such now were able to be placed in our water source. The idea that Florida's natural resources are safe, or the safety of it and that citizens are jeopardized, caused me great concern. So we owe to our constituents to make that right. And that was the bill. It has an amendment.
Thank you. Any questions on the bill? I'll move into the amendment. One, barcode 109144, by Senator Hudson. Senator Hudson, you're recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And as Senator Stewart, and I saw this in the first committee, explained that she wanted to try and have people there, but she also wanted a simple majority unless air quality or water quality standards were changed. And at that time, she wanted 4 members to be voting on that. And I think her fear was if they went lesser, it'd have to be four members, but it also would apply if it went greater as well. So I'm just simply removing that section out, that it'll be a simple majority on standards that go greater or lesser that comes in front of this board.
Members, questions? Any questions? Are there any appearance forms? Any of these on the amendment? No. Okay. Is there any debate on the amendment? Senator Stewart, do you have any comments on the amendment?
Yes, I will be considering this a friendly amendment, but Tampa Bay Times reported the DEP has decided to scrap their 2016 regulations and work with the stakeholders at the Seminole and Miccosukee tribes of new criteria. So I would like to thank Senator Hudson for his engagement and his interest in this bill. It's always a pleasure working with him. And because of those actions and by the department and the governor, and this is a friendly amendment.
Good, thank you. Senator Hudson, can we close?
I'd just like to wave close on my friendly amendment.
Great.
All right, members, any opposition to the amendment? Seeing no opposition, so that amendment adopted. All right, so we're back on the bill as amended. Any questions on the bill as amended? All right, there's appearance cards. We have Patricia Thomas. Thank you for coming. You're recognized.
Hi, I'm Pat Thomas, 2985 Teton Trail, Tallahassee, Florida. I'm part of the Fracking Coalition. I'm here representing the Democrat Club of North Florida. I am thankful to Senator Stewart. I really am. I was there at that commission meeting in August of 2016. That bill, their recommendation was passed against myriads of scientific studies that said, oh no, this is wrong. We had spent that whole summer checking the affluence and the coastal from Taylor County, Wakulla County, Liberty County, not Liberty, Franklin County, and Bay. And the affluence from the paper mill was, it was not good. I mean, you could see it. That bill, their recommendation should never have been passed, and I'm thankful for this bill.
Thank you. Marilyn Wills. Thank you. David Cullen. David in here? He said four, but he scratched that out, so we don't know where he's on that. Okay, members, debate. Any debate on the bill as amended? Senator Bates, Senator Stewart, you're recognized to close on your bill.
I wave close, and thank you for your vote.
Thank you. Ms. Boss, please call the roll on CS for SB 316.
Senator Brannon?
Yes.
Senator Hudson?
Yes.
Senator Lee? Senator Pasadomo,
yes.
Senator Rodriguez,
yes.
Senator Torres,
yes.
Senator Brandis, Chair Perry,
yes,
favorable.
And by your vote, your CS for SB 316 reported favorably.
Thank you very much.
Members, we're moving to tabs 1 through 10, confirmation hearing for appointments. You should have had your list in front of you. Are there any appearance forms? I have a motion to recommend.
You do.
Senator Brannon.
Yes, Mr. Chair, I'd like to move for the approval of the tabs 1 through 10.
Thank you. Ms. Voss, please call the roll.
Senator Brannon.
Yes.
Senator Hudson.
Yes.
Senator Lee.
Yes.
Senator Pasadomo.
Yes.
Senator Rodriguez.
Yes.
Senator Torres.
Yes.
Senator Brandis. Mr. Chair.
Yes, and by your vote, the confirmation of appointees tabs 1 through 10 is recommended favorably. Any other business before this committee? Now, Senator Lee moves that we adjourn. Without objection, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you.